This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia is facing a fresh wave of condemnation after evidence emerged of what appeared to be deliberate killings of numerous civilians in Ukraine. European allies were united in outrage but appeared split on how to respond. Poland angrily singled out France and Germany for not taking more strident action and urged Europe to quickly wean itself off Russian energy. Berlin said it would take a longer-term approach. U.S. President Joe Biden called them war crimes but not genocide and promised more economic sanctions. Germany and France expelled dozens of diplomats, suggesting that they were spies. Top leaders around the world have responded to the gruesome evidence of civilian death and torture found after Russian troops retreated from areas around Kyiv, with resounding calls for justice. Legal experts say the discovery of mass graves and corpses with bound hands adds to the case for war crimes. But building a chain of evidence to connect the Russian President Vladimir Putin and other top leaders with the scenes of apparent crimes in places like Bucha will be tough. Getting Putin to show up to stand trial in an international court would be even tougher. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to address the UN Security Council for the first time at a meeting on Tuesday that is certain to focus on what appears to be deliberate killings in the town of Bucha on the outskirts of the capital Kyiv. Again, Russia now facing a fresh wave of condemnation after evidence emerged of what appears to be deliberate killings of numerous civilians in Ukraine. European allies were united in the outrage, but they're split on how to respond to it. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Renewable energy's potentials across the African continent remains largely untapped. That is according to a new report by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Africa accounts for just 3% of the current global renewable capacity and only 2% of worldwide green energy investments, and that is despite the continent's significant strides toward clean energy sources in recent years. Yet, there is hope that more funding for renewables will not only help curb the worst effects of global warming, but boost countries' economies. Africa is already the world's lowest emitting continent, as millions lack access to electricity and clean cooking fuels. In the state of California, the Sacramento police have announced an arrest connected to the shooting that killed six people and wounded a dozen others in the heart of California's capital city, as multiple shooters fired more than 100 rounds and people ran for their lives. Authorities say that Adondre Martin, who's 26, was booked on Monday as a related suspect on assault and firearms charges, but not on homicide-related counts. Detectives and SWAT team members found one handgun during searches of three homes in the area. The arrest came as the six people killed were identified in Sunday's shooting that occurred near the state capitol. A U.S. judge has certified the Iraqi government's extradition request for a Phoenix driving school owner on charges that he participated in the killings of two police officers 15 years ago in the Iraqi city of Fallujah as a leader of an al-Qaeda group. That ruling Friday sends Ali Youssef Ahmed al-Nouri's extradition decision to Washington to decide. The U.S. Justice Department has confirmed it has no record of having ever before extradited anyone to Iraq under a decades-old U.S.-Iraq treaty. The judge concluded that there was, in fact, probable cause that Ahmed participated in those killings. Ahmed has denied involvement in the killings and being a member of the terror group at all. Recapping our top story, again, Russia is facing new waves of condemnation after evidence was found that appears to be deliberate killings of numerous civilians in Ukraine. Top leaders around the world have been responding to the gruesome evidence of civilian deaths and torture found after Russian troops retreated from areas around Kyiv and resounding calls for justice. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.